Just to give you a background, there is a large tract of land between Sandringham High School and the Sandringham Police Station. It's massive. How many acres are there, Bill?
It's roughly about it's an area of around about 298 hectares. The development area is about 200 hectares.
Okay, so at the turn of the century, there were a number of people who were buried there. A number about 8,000. Is that correct, Bill?
That's correct. Yes.
And a lot of those people that are buried there died from the plague. They died from anthrax. There were animals that died from anthrax. They died from measles. They died from smallpox. They died from all sorts of things. And they were buried in lime, but it wasn't all that deep, from what I understand.
Yes, I remember.
The graves were marked with these metal markers. Over the years, those markers were removed and sold for scrap metal. Now, nobody knows where those bodies are. And the developers have... The province gave the money to the developers to develop the land. And here we have Bill.
Basically what's happened is that the land has been provided for virtually no payment in return.
Oh. No, there must be a payment in return, surely.
Yeah, they were basically only pay for the land as and when people take up the land and develop their properties. The land was acquired for around about 98 million on a project that is estimated to be in the region of about 29 billion rand.
Okay, so is the development going ahead as we speak?
Right, look, I'm just going to really briefly run through in point one to give you the current status of the development.
Okay.
The township development was approved by the tribunal with conditions. All right. A piece has been an interim being lodged by the community, the Gauteng provincial government, the developer, and the builders network. That closed in around about the 28th of January. We are awaiting the outcome of the appeal. The tribunal is not given reasons at this stage why they approved the development. It's a legal requirement. We are in the process and we will follow the PAJA route, PAJA, the Public Access to Justice Act, should our appeal not be successful. We're also running an online petition for residents. What is not well known is that the Heritage Council and the CRL of the Mine Institution.
All right, Bill, I'm sorry, I have to actually interrupt you. It's not a very good line, and we can't hear very clearly what you're saying.
I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
Yeah, we're getting a terrible amount of feedback. So I'm going to ask Mandy to get hold of you, and we will do that right away. Okay, so...
No, that's fine. I'm getting a little feedback. I don't know whether I'm talking or whether you're talking.
Okay, all right. So we definitely need to try and get you back. So we will do that. And that's Bill Rundle. He is from the Sizwe Development. Well, he's actually from the people trying to prevent
it. To oppose
it.
The Sizwe Development, yeah.
How do you feel about it? I mean, is it something that you following... How would you feel about, a townhouse complex that has been built on top of a graveyard?